Peel's debut album, Walking Field, is a collection of stripped-down, atmospheric instrumentals. On it, you'll hear acoustic and electric guitar, keyboards, tambourines, toy pianos, and a host of other musical objects, but absolutely no bass guitar. William Cashin and Bruce Willen join us this week to share some music and some thoughts about the unexpected pleasures of instrumental music.
Hey, I'm William Cashin. I play guitar in Peels. I also play bass guitar in Future Islands.
I'm Bruce Willen. I play guitar, keyboard, toy piano, walkie-talkies in Peels, and I was the bass player in Double Dagger. We've been talking a little bit about playing music together, William and I, and after the last Double Dagger show at the sort of end of 2011, we decided to, all right, let's make this official, let's get together, let's play some music and see what happens.
Music sort of just came together kind of organically. I feel like I think neither of us were too eager to pull out the bass guitar for another project just because we have done it so extensively in our other projects. So, I mean, I brought over a bunch of pedals and electric guitar, and Bruce had, like, you know, his guitar and various other, like, toy keyboards, toy pianos, little noisemakers, walkie-talkies, and we just, you know, started jamming really loose, open. We didn't really talk about it too much at the beginning. We just kind of let things happen. We recorded on a little handheld tape recorder, and we listened back and find little bits that stood out or things that we thought we could maybe expand on. It was all just, and it still is, just kind of very loose and open.
I think when we started out, it was just the idea, like, we're going to get together and experiment and try a bunch of new instruments, like different instruments or combinations of sounds, and maybe some things that we possibly messed around with a little bit on our own, but had never really tried in the context of playing with another musician. And like William was saying, everything just came together pretty organically. I think from the beginning we had this idea of trying to make music that was a little bit more kind of meditative and a little bit softer and more melodic, I guess. And we didn't necessarily have a specific, like, structure that we were trying to work within to create that. It kind of came together in this more experimental or organic fashion. But speaking for myself, it was nice to try and do something that was a bit different from Double Dagger and like really sort of embrace this like other side of my personality, of like other side of the things that I like musically that wasn't necessarily like insanely loud and like lots of feedback and distortion and like beating people in the face.
Yeah, I think it's always important to step out of your comfort zone, and I think it's important creatively all the time, you know, in all different aspects of life, just to you know, challenge yourself, you know, kind of go into new territory. For us, like creatively, I think we were going into some zones that neither of us were too comfortable with, but we were also excited about seeing what kind of sounds we could make and what kind of music we could come up with if we kept pushing it in that direction.
I think instrumental music sort of engages the audience or the listener in a really different way than music with vocals does. Because if you're listening to a song that has all these lyrics, you're obviously thinking about the lyrics and how they either relate to the singer or relate to you personally or something, whatever, in society, whatever the songwriter is talking about. And with instrumental music, like, you really, I think, can get inside a totally different headspace. Yeah, I forget who I heard this from recently, but someone was talking about how some of the greatest art comes from using tools in wrong ways, and that's something that I totally believe in. And just, I like the idea of taking a tool that was intended to be used in a very specific way and then kind of repurposing it or using it in a way that's like maybe not the easiest or best use of it, but can kind of like spur the user to do something new with it. It's definitely like really something I found like liberating and inspiring, and not just in music but also in visual art as well. One thing we want to do with Peels is not use any computers or sort of programmed tracks, because one thing I found, like a lot of, I think, music that's similar to what we're doing, I think a lot of composers do much or all of the production of it using something completely like digital production means, like either computers or synthesizers, and it's cool, but it also, I think, gives it a very different, like a much colder, like more mechanical feel. And with this band, we really wanted to embrace the mistake, if you will. So, like, let things can get slightly off tempo or like slow down and speed up. And you can hear us on the record, like, making a few minor mistakes. And we decided to leave it in because it's, I don't know, it's cool. Like, you can feel that there's actually musicians, like human beings, who are playing the instruments on the record, and it's not just something that the composer's like programmed and set up and is going to be performed perfectly every time.
So far the response has been good. I think people are picking up what we're putting down, so to speak.
Some people like it at least.
William Cashin and Bruce Willen are the instrumental duo Peels. Their album is called Walking Field. You can find music, videos, and more information about the band at peelsmusic.com. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.